Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
I'm Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host. And as always, welcome if this is your first time tuning in to the show. For today's episode, I'm diving into a topic that means a lot to me and something that I've come to realize has been such an important element in my life through my 20s, and something that I don't think is talked about enough when it comes to how to figure out what to put your energy towards and what to heavily invest in. And as always, I preface, it's a personal preference. You do as you wish, and there is no right or wrong answer to life, but rather learning through your own experiences, trying different things, and figuring out what tends to feel most aligned with you. In my previous episode, on episode 320, I talked about living your best life while you are single and how to use your single years or that chapter of life to your advantage and build a life you love on your own. And this is something that I personally realized and internalized on my own when my very first relationship went down, and basically he ended it with me. And yes, I said on that podcast, and I've shared it so many times now, but that relationship was so profound and so impactful to me because it was my first relationship. And it ended up being one that not only was generally healthy and stable and had all of the fundamentals you need in a secure relationship, but it was my first one in my formative years, right, from 18 to 22, and it ended up lasting for almost 4 years, basically. It was someone I lived with him. We had a dog together, right? Like, that's actually kind of surprising thinking back to it. Like, the fact that we had a dog together, wow. And for the record, I still have the dog. My parents actually have the dog now, and I think it's great because my childhood dog had passed away a few months ago. And so, you know, now they still have a dog and someone to kind of keep the house company and happy and different. And so I do think that's healthy for them. And so kind of going back to the purpose of this episode, which is figuring out what's most important to invest in. During that breakup, I didn't have close friends to go to. I think something to keep up with my own life. Like, I was about to be a junior in college. I was working and I was, you know, just living my life as a 20-year-old in California. But when you're not going in a certain direction with a sense of purpose, it's very easy to feel lost and anxious and, you know, that loneliness feeling. I've been there. And so I remember what it felt like during that time. And what slowly started to shift for me was when I transferred to my university, Chapman University, where I ended up graduating from. I went from UC Irvine to Chapman. And I don't know if I ever went into detail about the story, but basically, for those of you who are listening internationally, here in the US, most schools have what's called Greek life. And it's I don't know if that's even a thing in international schools. I don't think so. Maybe there's a different form of it. But basically, there's sororities and there's fraternities. And I was a Delta Gamma, you know, throughout my entire college years. And so when I was transferring universities, I was also transferring into a new chapter at my sorority, Delta Gamma. And I was, I think I introduced myself to the president, probably over email or something. And she was kind enough to ask me to get dinner with her prior to the semester starting. So we got dinner probably early August or end of July. I remember that. And that dinner with her, her name is Monica, it ended up being like a 4.5 hour dinner. It was the first time in a long time that I felt like I had a friend in my corner. I felt like I had someone that listened, that understood what I was going through, that empathized. And all that to say, I remember, like, it impacted me so much because when I was officially moving out of my apartment into my new one, it was the apartment that I was living in with my then boyfriend, and he had already moved out. He already went home and went back to his hometown in San Diego. And I remember her and another friend of hers came over to help me double check everything in my apartment to move out and make sure, you know, the typical moving out procedure. They were strangers to me at that point, you know, and they just kindly helped me make sure that everything was good in my move out process. And I remember my friend Monica, she definitely did not like my ex-boyfriend because she's like, you know, what the hell? Like, you're supposed to, you know, come and do this too, right? But all that to say, these are people that were new to me in my life. And that was also the start of my curiosity of happiness, long-term happiness, fulfillment. And as I deeply reflected on my life during that chapter, I realized that I became happier and more connected with myself as I deepened new connections and relationships in my life, because I was starting from zero. So maybe that would be different where I could have deeper connections with people that were already in my life. But nonetheless, like, that person, Monica, she's still in my life in some ways, you know, but she's someone that I can always reach out to even out of the blue. And that connection runs so deep. And that's also more or less the foundation of what fulfills you, because it was, for me, my own journey, even though I was young, very young at the time, I was 20 years old. But I remember just knowing that this is probably going to be one of the worst, most bottom feelings I could ever feel. And I'm grateful that I felt that at a young age, because, you know, you're 20 years old and you feel so lonely, so depressed, with no one to talk to, right? And then a girl finally comes into your life and makes you feel heard, seen, and understood. She then introduced me to, of course, the rest of the sorority once the school started. She made me feel so welcomed. She introduced me to new people that I could possibly connect with. And I remember I felt anxiety and sadness as I was thinking about her graduating, because she was a year older than me. But by that point, I did luckily develop new friendships before she graduated, and developed people in my own class, in my own year. And I saw what it did to me and for me. I saw what happened when I started to build these relationships. I saw what happened when I started to have women to go to talk about life, to just spend time with, to go to dinner with, to just have someone, you know, and really, really feel connected, not surface level. Because I did go through a phase too where, as I was trying to make new relationships and new female friendships, I did come across a few that ended up becoming surface level, like they never blossomed into anything further. But then later on, I did finally get a sense of who was going to be some of my lifelong friends and lifelong sisters. And all of this is actually rooted, like, why I'm sharing this in particular right now is because The other week, I went to visit one of my best friends from college. She is like family to me. She is like a sister. Her family has hosted me for Thanksgiving. They have just always been there in my corner, and she has always been there in my corner since the day I met her. And I remind her every time that, at my 21st birthday brunch, I had very little friends, and to the point that I even had like two or three friends cancel on me for my birthday at my 21st. And she was someone that was very new in my life and was more than delighted to come to my birthday. And so I remember, despite the physical distance between me and this friend, we have remained so close in each other's life year after year for the past 7.5 years now, which is a long time, right? It is a long time. And I'm just smiling thinking back to it because when I was speaking to her the other week, I remember thinking that it's been so long since I've spent time with her. It's been so long since I've seen her in person. Let me see if I can just book a flight and come see her. Like, just I needed some sister time. And lo and behold, she was more than happy to host me in her home. And in less than 10 hours, from the time I booked my flight to the time I was flying was 10 hours. Like, I booked my flight in the evening at like 9 p.m. and the flight then was the next day at 7 a.m. And I surely did that. And I'll be honest, like, I was so happy too that I didn't have to actually spend money on the flight. I did use points, and I'm such a, as some people will call me, a coupon mom, because I love spending money wisely and saving money where I can. And I love that I only used points to book those flights. But anyways.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
It was so incredible to see the snap of the finger. My best friend's like, absolutely, come on over. Like, you can come over, I'll be working. Like, she was working when I actually flew in, but I just Ubered to where she was at. She had her car with her. She gave me her car keys. She gave me the address to drive to her apartment, like the whole thing. And like, I was able to go and hang out at her apartment while she was working. And guys, that's just rooted in connection and relationships, right? Like, for some people, that might be crazy that friendship could run so deep outside of blood family. And I've always been a believer that chosen family is also a thing. That is also family. I've always been a believer that it's blood family is not the only kind of family. And maybe that's just me and my own views, but also because that you create a reality based on what you believe is possible. So if you are someone that does not believe that outside of blood family, they're not as the same trustworthy or loyalty, then that is the reality that you will create. And I have seen this, in both my own family and also people I know personally, there are people that disagree with me that don't believe that, you know, friendships like that exist, right? But then I take a step back and I realize, like, wow, you know, I don't think that some people are able to find that kind of relationship, that kind of friendship, that kind of, in my case, that kind of sisterhood, as my girlfriend and I called it, just like the epitome of sisterhood, girlhood, because they just won't allow themselves to believe it. And of course, it also goes with friendship selection too, right? It's not common always that you're going to find people that really share the same values and will show up 120% for you, you know? But this was something I recognized in this specific friend of mine from college. I recognized that in her since day one, since my 21st birthday. And I always made sure I reciprocated, and vice versa. She's always been that way too. And so her and I have also bonded with times of friendship falling outs and different experiences along the way over the years that naturally happen. And her and I have bonded over the fact that we are the type of people that will be there for another person, that will pour into another person whenever they need us. And, you know, that's not always the case that we'll receive the same thing back. But as we've grown up as people, we're able to be more wise about where we do that and also when to pivot when it's not being reciprocated and if you've extended your hand one too many times. So all that to say, why do I choose relationships over everything? Because without relationships, without the ability to just call up that girlfriend or whoever and be like, hey, I'm going through this right now. Are you available to listen? Or, hey, I'm trying to make a decision on this or that. What do you think, right? There are so many times in my life where I've had all of these people show up for me time and time again, and it's taken years, right? But it's something, for example, here living in New York City, I really am the type of person that loves to work hard and play hard. I will work and do what I need to do during the day, but if I can, I will really try to make time for social and community and spending time with others around dinner time. I love mixing going out for dinner and catching up with a friend or catching up with a few girlfriends or maybe networking or, you know, meeting a potential client, whatever that looks like. I love investing in my relationships though. And of course, there are some nights where I just want it to myself and that's normal. But I try not to, you know, avoid like, oh, I don't know if I should, or, you know. Usually I look at it from like why, like from a place of why. Like, why am I doing this? Why do I want to spend time with this person for dinner, right? Or why do I want to hang out with this person at 8 p.m. tonight? Well, because it's worth the investment. It is worth getting to know someone better because you never know how they may show up in your corner. It is worth taking the time, even if you're tired that day, right? It is worth it. Again, there's always extremes where you need to like put yourself first and, you know, you don't want to sacrifice your health ever, especially if you're feeling sick. But there's the choice between, okay, I'm just lazy, so I don't feel like going, or, you know what, I know the value in showing up for this person, or I know the value in getting dinner with this person, and I really want to expand my connections, or I really want to deepen my relationships, do it. Because that's what I've done over the years, time and time again. When I am in a certain city where I have specific friends there, I will always find a way to make time to see those people. Whether it's over a drink, whether we're grabbing coffee, whether it's over dinner, lunch, it doesn't matter. I will always make the effort. And people notice that effort, right? And so life isn't all that great if you have things to celebrate, but no one to celebrate with. What is the meaning of all that, right? What is the meaning of life? And when, you know, you want to celebrate your wedding, for example, but you have no one to be there to celebrate with you, right? Or whatever that is. You know, my own example, the birthday, right? Why do we want to celebrate with other people? Why do we want to do things with other people? Why is it that when something good happens, we want to share with someone? Because the root of who we are as humans and as people and within the society is that we thrive with connection. That is why Zoom meetings don't hit the same as meetings walking, right, all together, or meetings over coffee or over dinner or at bare minimum in person. There's just a different frequency and a different connection. And I'm so grateful. Again, I knew these moments would come when I was 20 years old. I knew that it would make sense one day why I was going through the pain that I was going through, because after that, all I did was pour into my relationships. And that, yes, that did mean that I sometimes chose relationships over something work-related or something within my business, to be honest. And to each their own. Not everyone would make the same decision. And of course, there's, again, normal boundaries and normal limits. But anything that I knew could move the needle forward in the relationships and, again, as quirky as it sounds, the return on investment, my energy, my time, my whatever I'm doing to invest and pour into those people, I knew that one day, if not already in that present moment, I would feel that investment and come back to me. And I have, you know, just being able to call up a friend and be like, hey, I'd love to come see you. Can I come tomorrow? You know, because I know this person. I knew my college best friend. Like, I knew she'd be able to be like, absolutely, unless it was like, you know, she was going out of town, you know. But those connections are rare, and that wouldn't have been the case had I not poured into her over the years. And likewise with her, had she not poured into me. So I hope this episode is encouraging and a reminder as to what is the most important when you are evaluating how to prioritize your week, where to actually allocate your time. Find space, even if you don't have a community yet or close group of friends yet in wherever you're living, then find time. You create time, okay? So if you say you don't have time, it is just an excuse because you can always swap it out with something else. Create time for the most important things in your life or the things that you claim that you value. So for me, I value my overall health. I value my work and my financial stability, and I value my relationships. So I will make time for those things in my calendar every single week. And if you don't have any friends, like I said earlier, if you don't have that group yet, create a weekly schedule. Let's say like every Wednesday evening, you're going to go to do, you know, I'm sure there's like different apps now. Like if you look at, there's this app called Time Left. This is not even sponsored. Like I've never tried it yet. I'm actually going to try it very soon because I think it's a really cool concept. But you basically get dinner with five different strangers or something. And that's like a great way to try in wherever city you're in. Like you could, I could even do this if I went to like another city. Like I could meet different people there. And you got to just put yourself out there and slowly build from there. And hopefully along the way, you will meet someone that, you know, maybe has a mutual friend with you or maybe can introduce you to mutual friends. And believe it or not, this actually happened to me where a girl that I met at Pilates in Miami, Florida, her and I got coffee. And it was because we actually realized that we both are figure skaters and we trained at the same rink, even though she was a couple years older than me. And then a month later, she introduced me to someone that is moving to New York in a few months and introduced me to her so that she could connect with me once she moved. Look at how that connection happened, all because I came up to her during Pilates because I realized that, hey, I think I recognize you from like many, many years ago. And here we are, just connection over connection and people connecting one another. So I hope this was helpful. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode or if it was helpful in any shape or form, please be sure to let me know, DM me on my Instagram at Emily E. Duong, and share this on your Instagram story and tag at What Fulfills You so we can also repost it. Thanks again for tuning in today. I will chat with you all in the next one.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.